Beauty's Punishment by A.N. Roquelaure. Read by George Holmes. The story thus far. After her century-long slumber, the sleeping beauty opened her eyes at the kiss of the prince, to find her garments stripped away and her heart, as well as her body, under the rule of her deliverer. At once, Beauty was claimed as the prince's naked pleasure slave to be taken to his kingdom. With the grateful consent of her parents, and dazed with desire for the prince, Beauty was then brought to the court of Queen Eleanor, the prince's mother, to serve as one of hundreds of naked princes and princesses, all playthings of the court, until such time as they should be rewarded and sent home to their kingdoms. Dazzled by the rigours of the training hall, the hall of punishments, the ordeal of the bridal path, and her own mounting passion to please, Beauty remained the undisputed favourite of the prince, and the delight of her sometime mistress, the lovely young Lady Juliana. Yet she could not ignore her secret and forbidden infatuation with the queen's exquisite slave, Prince Alexei, and finally the disobedient slave, Prince Tristan. After glimpsing Prince Tristan among the disgraced of the castle, Beauty, in a moment of seemingly inexplicable rebellion, brings upon herself the very same punishment destined for Tristan, to be sent away from the voluptuous court to the degradation of harsh labour in the nearby village. As our story continues, Beauty has just been placed in the cart with Prince Tristan and the other disgraced slaves to be taken down the long road to the auction block in the village marketplace.